Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Friday, November the 26th. It's National Day of Listening, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Hearing Department. You know, when a cougar gets so old and needs a hearing aid, she becomes a deaf leopard. Oh man, well, as always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, welcome to winter, everyone. Currently 0 degrees, working our way up to a high of only one today, and a chance of flurries later today. A little bit of sun tomorrow, and yep, snows are coming on Sunday, so get out those parkas and snow shovels. It's going to be a fun one. And for National Listening Day, I'd like to give a random daily shout-out to my ENT, ears, nose, and throat doctor, whom I had to visit years ago when my youngest ended up with a carrot up one nostril, a stalk of celery up the other, and peas in her ears. Told the doctor that she just wasn't feeling well, to which he responded, "Well, for starters, she's not eating right."
Head shake. Well, today's a bunch of things. It is Peel Custodial and Maintenance Services Workers People They Day. So recognize the whole team and all the great stuff that they do to keep us humming and helping us, you know, eventually open. It's Emma's birthday. Happy birthday, Emma. Today is National Day of Listening. You know, this is a great skill that we can practice today, and a day that we can get away from the chaos of the world just to relax, hear, and be heard. An unofficial day to practice listening and encouraging us to take time to record family and local community stories. Since good listeners fight off depression and gain more familiarity with other people of different backgrounds, listening is highly recommended. Last night, we were trying to figure out dinner for tonight, and Rain said, "Are you listening to me?" And I thought, wow, that's such a random way of starting a conversation. Then she asked me to put ketchup on the shopping list. So I listened, and I did it. Now I can't read it. What are we listening to today? I've been listening to Pink Floyd for about an hour now, and I think it's time to get to the second song.
Oh, gosh. I actually have another oldie but goodie. You remember, we were talking about Sweden earlier this week, and this is a group, Roxette, that is also a Swedish group, and it's the song Listen to Your Heart. And again, another one of those where if you hear the first couple notes, couple lines to the song, it kind of brings you back. But I've always loved the chorus of this song. So listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart. There's nothing else you can do. I don't know where you're going and I don't know why. Listen to your heart before you tell him goodbye. I was like, that's always been a good song. So that's my pick for today. A little bit of a saddish song, but still nice, you know, still a nice throwback, oldie but goodie. So yeah, Roxette, Listen to Your Heart. That's my listen connection today. This week has been a stretch, people. Not gonna lie, but we made it. We made it to Friday.
We made it. Some great retro tunes. And didn't Roxette do the full senses of their songs? Because She's Got the Look, Listen to Your Heart, Smell You Later, I think was another one of their songs.
They probably did. Who knows? Yeah.
And Tastes Like Good Times.
I tell you.
All right. So shout out for Roxette today. That's awesome. It is time for Ventures with Venturo. Hey, Venturo, love Adobe Spark. Amazing. I'm sure I can do some really great things with it when I start to use it, actually. Sure. One of these days. What's on for the weekend?
The weekend is not looking so great. Thanks to Mark. But anyway.
Whoa. I'm just reporting it, not making it.
You know, this morning I was looking at the theme for today and I was thinking about all the senses that I enjoy, right? And I was just thinking, is there one that I could live without? And I started thinking about the ability to hear, to listen, right? And then I started thinking about all the lovely voices that I wouldn't hear anymore, all the birds, all the animals, all the beautiful things, right? And what was so funny, I don't know if this happened to you guys, during going to the stores and wearing our masks, I found myself in the store listening more. And I remember I was standing and I was there trying to figure out what I was going to buy to eat on a particular day. And I heard this voice. I didn't see the face. I just heard the voice, right? And right away, this was somebody that I knew from high school. And I heard their voice in the store and I picked it up right away. So I don't know if my sense of listening was just a little bit keener because everybody was in a mask and you weren't seeing faces, but it's such a beautiful thing, right? So enjoy your senses, guys. Be grateful for these senses that we have that we take for granted when we put the world on our heads, right? But that leads me to today's thing that I want you to do for the weekend. Go check out this movie. Very, very interesting movie. It's called A Quiet Place. What, you've watched that one before? Yeah, there's a part one and a part two of that movie. Yep. So it's a great movie to watch. The people are trying to be very quiet in that movie because there are mysterious creatures that are hunting them if they hear a sound. So that's the pick for today and for this weekend. It's A Quiet Place. You can check it out on Amazon Prime. There's part one and part two for that movie. That's it.
There's two of them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. We have 2 ears. I'll tell you that the experience was undone when we saw this part one in the theaters a couple of years ago. Undone by people munching on their popcorn and chips and whatever else. Kept saying. Okay, so let's check out those movies this weekend. Great tip to, you know, focus on listening when you're in a store. You know, the other sense that has been accentuated since wearing masks? Smelling your own breath. It's, wow. I really didn't know I needed so much attention down there, but, you know, that's, we'll brush maybe a bit more frequently.
Oh, my God.
All right, it is, yeah, no kidding, right, sir? It is Friday. Time for Friday's joke of the week.
Perhaps you heard of the guy who shows up to work one day with both ears bandaged. His colleague asks, "What happened to your ears?" "Well," the guy starts, "yesterday I was ironing a shirt when the phone rang, and I accidentally answered the phone." With the iron. Colleague responds, "Well, that explains the one ear, but what happened to the other?" And the guy responds, "Well, I had to call a doctor."
Melt those suckers right off. Well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us this tough week. Remember, if you like our show, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. And if you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them decide for themselves. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.